is a very, very appropriate thing. And it's a thing after we had a whole day of Kishabov when we contemplated the certain events in the history of politics and a series of events. But all these events have to do with one basic theme, and the theme is the reader. Gorbachev went through his advantage, going down from having the base of Midrash to not having, going down from having the carbonus and losing the carbonus, going down from being the like Malachim, to being punished, requiring that they should all die out in the Midrash. All these in Yonim was sort of a place to make a story. That's the Shabbat of Tzadik, right? Huh? But when Menashe put a cell in the Heichos, that's the decision. For whatever it is, no matter how you turn it, and how you twist it, and how you look at it, it's all Yerida. And we speak about the Yerida of Klal Yisroel. And it puts a tremendous feeling of despair. Yoyed. We used to be on top, and now we're all the way on bottom. So the answer is that let's take a look at the journey of the neshama. Mitnei ma yorda neshama v'matir. The neshama was up in the highest place in the heavens. That's where the neshama comes from. Why did the neshama go all the way down? Why was there a yirid? And why did the neshama get lowered? Not only just lowered, but me'igra roma from a high roof, in other words, a place all the way up on top. The bira amikta to a deep pit all the way in the ground. Tremendous yirida for the neshama to be kept in a body and to have to be sustained by eating and drinking and have to be enticed into all kinds of yetzirah and have to be among people who have yetzirah as well and be drawn into them. And each person is a tremendous battle for the neshama survival. So why take this holy neshama, this Kodesh Kodashim, and make a yirida? So the answer is because yirida zu tzorech aliyah. It's a preparation to go even higher. Because when you struggle and you keep the mitzvahs, and you train yourself to be a ben Torah, and you train yourself to be an Eruv Chayiv, and you work on yourself, you do much more for the neshama than the neshama had when it was all the way up in the Olam Tzad Yoyna. Because before it came down, the neshama didn't deserve anything. It didn't earn anything. And now when the neshama goes through a person in this world, the aliyah that he's going to get is a tremendous aliyah. An aliyah that will take him all the way to the top. And somehow the yirida of Klal Yisrael, we also have to think of in those terms. That we went down the churban and another churban, and this and that, and all things that pulled us all the way down. And with Neymar, the Torah says we have to use the yirida of Surah Aliyah, use it to raise ourselves and to work towards becoming even higher and higher than before. Huh? So, understanding, Mori the Kamaila, let's see, Bali Musir sang this because this is one of the themes of Musir, to be able to understand how you could lift yourself and raise yourself to a higher and higher level by working on yourself. Do you all understand what that niggin means, Rabbi Sek? And it's also a tremendous Musir. The Pasuk says in Kehelis, my Yisroel lo'odim, what gain, what profit is there for a person? If he works and he works and he works a whole life and he makes some money and he does this and he does that, what does he end up with? The Cholam Moloi, with all his work, with all his struggle,